You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So there may be Rice Krispies for Christmas after all. Yep, it may happen. It may happen. It's not sure yet, but there may be Rice Krispies for Christmas, and I'll tell you why. Evidently, there has been a tentative agreement between the BCTGM, the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco, and Grain Millers Union that represents the Kellogg's workers and Kellogg's Incorporated. They got a 3% raise, I guess. Cost of living adjustments in the second through the fifth year, not bad. Doing something on the two-tier wage system. I'm not sure that that's going to be enough, but we'll see how the vote turns out. I understand that, you know, the next couple of weeks we should get some voting information. And that's why I say there may be Rice Krispies for Christmas, because after all, Kellogg does make Frosted Flakes and Rice Krispies. And as I've been pointing out on my social media, they've been sending the scab boxes out. So make sure you're checking for your union label. And look, it is... Well, it's Strikesmas now. We went through Striketober and then Strikesgiving and now Strikesmas. And that is continuing on. And, well, sadly, we see this strike going on out in what is Western Pennsylvania. Workers at Erie Strayer have been off, I guess, since October 4th. And from what I'm reading, you know, it doesn't even seem like the company wants to negotiate. I'm here to share some thoughts on what's going on there. I have asked Tracy Cutright to come talk with us. Tracy's the vice president, business rep for Iron Workers, regional shop, local number 851 of the Iron Workers. Tracy, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you, Rick, and thanks for having me.
That is quite a mouthful to get to local 851.
Isn't it?
but hey, good things, good things. Yeah. There may be Rice Krispies for Christmas. That's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. Yes. I hope they get back to work.
So let's hope that their success and the success of John Deere and other places that we've seen trickles and hits you guys, because you guys have been out since October 4th. This is a fairly lengthy strike.
Yeah, we just basically finished week 10. So we've been out. We went out October 4th, and then we weren't even aware of what was going on in the rest of the country with like John Deere or Kellogg or whatever, but it was just like bam, bam, bam. And we're just a little shop local and kind of got caught up in this whirlwind.
Yeah, no, as I've been reading through this, this doesn't sound like a lot. Your requests, your demands don't seem all that that strenuous. How is it that we're in this situation? I'm curious. I mean, because it didn't seem like you guys were asking for much.
No, we're not asking for much. It's this company. It's all about power. It's what, you know, we wanted a dental plan. These men, long before I was representing them, wanted a dental plan. For the last two contracts prior to this one, they wanted a dental plan. And, you know, the adage is what you didn't get last time, you ask for at the next table. And so we put dental. And the company's response is, we've never had dental and you're never getting dental. I mean, they drew the line in the sand basically the first full day of negotiations.
And that's one of those things that, you know, I've been in negotiations like this in the past. That's one of those things that isn't even all that costly in the grand scheme of things. And it's something as an employer, wouldn't you want to extend to your workforce to keep them and keep them happy and to keep them around? It just seems like, I don't know, it would seem like good business to extend that kind of a benefit. What doesn't it? I mean, am I wrong?
You would think that it would actually help them recruit and retain. And we've made that argument at the table time and time again. It's like you need something to draw these workers in. And because they have a pretty good turnover because of their business model of working guys 7 days a week and treating them very poorly. So it's like you need this. And as you go on Indeed all through Erie, you know, all these jobs, they're offering dental, eye. Something that the Erie Strayer guys don't have. And it is not very costly.
Now, I hear that in a lot of places where they're talking about the hours, because you brought up hours working 7 days a week and this kind of, you know, I remember reading in multiple books and places that labor fought for the 8-hour day. Labor fought for the 40-hour work week. And yet I keep hearing all of these places that are working 6-7 days a week, 14 hours a day, 12 hours a day. Because you've got these employers who have just been abusing them. And are we at a moment, Tracy, where people have said, you know what? Yeah, I would have put up with it the year before last, but, you know, now not so much.
Absolutely. Now, the overtime is not mandatory at Erie Strayer. I just get that straight. It's not, but in order to get the extras, you know, because of the wages and stuff in the Erie area, to get the extras, they're sort of forced into working this overtime. You know, the time and a half on Saturdays, the double time on Sundays. And it's just their business model, the company's business model, because of their production. You know, these guys are, how would I put it, they're specialized. You know, there's a lot of bottlenecks in that production of those mixers. So they need these guys. They're not cross-trained. One guy works on this particular part and he passes it down the line. And but yeah, the workers are, that's enough. As enough is enough. Ever since I've been representing these guys, they've been talking about this contract to me because they knew it was coming up. And you know, we're here to fight for them. That's what they want. We work for them.
No, ultimately it was their decision. And look, no one.
Yes.
I've been on strike before as a worker, and I know what it's like. I know the sacrifice that comes with it. And I know the challenges. Look, you know, no one wants to lose their job. Nobody wants to lose a paycheck. But sometimes you get pushed to that point to where there's no going back and there's nowhere else to go. And it sounds like the company kind of forced you into this by not addressing your main concerns.
Absolutely. It just felt like they were forcing us through a cattle chute all through the negotiations. Like I said, we started March 12th with this contract. We exchanged proposals on March 12th. And we had a lot of language stuff that we would pull something off the table. And it was like playing a game of Plinko. They would take a nickel and it would drop down through there and fall in one of these 5 years. And when we went on strike, they were offering zero in the first year. And 5 cents in the second year, like 10 cents in the third year. And we're in 6% inflation land, you know, and this is what they were doing. And the guys, and every time we would have a meeting after every bargaining session, and it just made these guys resolve more, you know, more resolved. So they knew it was coming. They worked for him. Someone got on the line 47 years with this company.
Wow.
You know?
So I asked the same question of everyone. When a scenario like this pops up, how much of this is just hardball, you know, negotiating tactics, or they want a strike so that they can end up breaking the union, hoping that more people will cross the line and end up getting rid of the union altogether?
Yeah, I guess we'll never know unless they, you know, there's a phantom email or something. But it does seem that way, Rick. It absolutely seems like they're trying to break those guys' spirit and then eventually break the union. But that's not happening. My guys are very strong. We're a small group, but they're out there every day, you know, in the rain and the snow and the mud, They don't care. They're fighting for, you know, and one of the guys, he's been there 47 years. He could retire. He said, I'm on this line, not for myself, but for the guys that are coming in the door after me. And I have to take my hats off to them. They are union strong.
No, and that's a great message to hear, because I've been hearing that a lot lately. There had been a period of, hey, I'm getting what I can get for me now. Now we're starting to see people, you know, going, no, I want to leave something for my kids, especially, you know, like the Kellogg strike. You know, they want to get rid of these two-tier wage systems so that, you know, the next generation, they can have a good quality, family-sustaining, union wage job to raise their families and help support their future. That's good to hear. I mean, that is great to hear that we're coming around back to that.
Yes. For years, you and I've seen some of your clips and stuff. You talked about the Kellogg's with the two-tier, you know, would just killing the unborn or something, your phrase you used. And that's exactly right. You had the two-tier wages. You've seen two-tier vacation schedules. And that's not what these guys want. They want their successors to be in a very good union environment.
Now, one of the things that I give you credit for, Tracy, and your local credit for is you have made the social media around. You seem to be doing a really good job of doing what has to be done, and that's engaging the community and bringing people in. I see on your website that you got responses from the governor, Tom Wolf. You got responses from my friend John Fetterman, from my friend Sarah Nelson came out, and you had all of these folks, you know, bringing attention to this, which I think is really important. What kind of response are you getting from folks outside?
Well, the outside of the political specter, the city of Erie. You know, like I said, I represent four shops in Erie, as well as in Ohio and in Pittsburgh area. But that city of Erie, I said, I had no idea the outpouring of support we would get from just the average citizen. It is nothing. We'll be on the line, and they'll just stop, open up their trunk, and start handing cases of water, pizzas, donuts, sandwiches. It's just incredible. But I just like to touch on it. Not only is it our local, but it's our international support we've got on this. So they're actually driving our media campaign and stuff, and they're doing an excellent job.
No, it's important. It's really important.
And I think, you know, I appreciate you saying that, because I'm impressed with them.
No, I mean, we've got to engage the community. There's an education process that goes with this. The reason I think it's so important that you guys are doing this is there's a community education process that's been lost. Generations past understood what a strike was. They understood what a lockout was. They understood why people were on the picket line. Now today, it's left up to the corporate media to tell them what it is instead of them knowing it viscerally. Our hope is, you know, by this stuff, by what you're doing and what we do, the little program we do here, is to educate folks on, you know, why someone's out on the picket line. And one of the things that I've been pushing for right now is this Adopt a Striker program. Go out and walk on the picket line with somebody. Just go out and listen. Take the master's class in working class economics and go listen and find out why they're there, the struggles, the trials, the tribulations, and how profitable these companies really are. So, again, find a strike in your neighborhood. You can go to AFLCIO.org/strike and they will, the strike map, and they will find you a place. But again, I go back to this because the community is vitally important in putting pressure on companies like this, because, you know, ultimately the community buys their products.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And like you said, Adopt the Striker, we've had people just show up. It's sort of a industrial / residential community, and we've had just the neighbors just come over and ask for a sign that they could stand there with us. It's just heartwarming,
and that's what's important, bringing those folks together. Now I understand this Erie Strayer company, that they actually took some PPP money back during the pandemic. Am I getting this right? Because from what I understand, this is a very profitable company. They've gotten, you know, this money from the federal government. Did it? And I'm guessing it didn't trickle down, did it?
No. Unlike many of the shops during the initial, when the Governor Wolf declared the emergency, they declared our guys essential for day one, because they make concrete batch plants, and we need this for, you know, what soon to be infrastructure bill, but, you know, they needed this. And so they were essential workers. They worked, like I said, 7 days a week. They did not shut the doors until we went on strike. 7 days a week. And they just basically took that $1.3 million and took it from their left pocket and put it in the right pocket. And it was like a welfare check to them. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, kind of, you know, and you brought up the infrastructure bill, which I know your union and others are thrilled that we finally got through, because it's going to mean lots of work for your members. It's going to mean lots of work for this Erie Strayer company, and it's going to mean a lot of prevailing wage work, which means, you know, as this money comes flowing through, this company's going to be even more profitable. So it seems to me that it would be, I don't know, forward looking to want to keep your valuable employees and give them a little something. And again, I look at what you're asking for. It isn't a lot.
No, it's not. And you would think that, I mean, the common man would think that they would want to settle this strike, get these guys back to work so that, you know, when their contracts come in for, you know, the runways, they need the mixers, the dual mixers and stuff for, you know, these bridges that they're going to pour. You would think that they would want to bring our guys back to work, but it's all about power, Rick. They want to dictate to the union. You're going to get a quarter an hour, which would be like 1.3%. That was their recent offer, was five quarters. They want a 5-year deal for five quarters with nothing else, no dental. And it's ridiculous. 1.3, and we're in 6% inflation. They want them to work for less than they did last year.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know? You know, and again, you look at this and it's, you know, as you pointed out, the inflation's going up, wages are going up everywhere. It almost sounds like they don't want to keep their people, which is, from what you've said, it's a specialized gig. You would think that you'd want to keep them.
Yeah, they're not plug and play. I mean, management during negotiations, they keep, I don't know who they're trying to fool, but they try to act like they could just go get any Joe Blow off the street and bring him in and put that welding rod in their hand and put that thing together or assemble it. And that's not, it takes years to get up to speed on these
now,
projects.
Now let me ask you this, because, you know, it sounds like they're stuck in 2019, because this sounds like something in 2019. And I don't know your organization or what your members would have put up with in 2019, but would this have flown in 2019? Would you have gotten this contract through? Or is it now the people are going, no, we're not taking that kind of mentality. That's, you know, here's a quarter and shut up and go away. The timing, I'm asking is, is that the important part here?
No. Now with this group right here, I mean, yes, they were seeing the changes in the prices and stuff, but well before 2019, they knew what they were wanting going into this contract, and they would not have taken a quarter in 2019, sir.
So last question I got for you. What can we do to help? How can people help? This, you guys have been out on strike since October 4th. You've been negotiating since March, which is, you know, just ridiculous. What can folks do to help? What can we do to help push this
along? It's getting cold out there. So if they go to our website, eriestrayer.com, there's a link to a GoFundMe page. 100% of that money goes to the guys who have for the Christmas, for, you know, just incidentals for the families and stuff like that. We're trying to maybe get some insurance money. We're trying to work with the state to try to get some insurance, because, you know, we didn't touch on it, but they did turn off the insurance. And I know I'm going to run long with you, but they illegally cut off the insurance on day one of the strike, which was against the law and against the contract. But, you know how it goes.
Are any negotiations going on currently?
Pardon?
Any negotiations going on currently?
We negotiated this week. That's where we finally got them up to a quarter year. And then we negotiate again on the 17th.
Well, I wish you the best. I hope the next negotiation, they wake up. I'm hoping people will put some pressure on them. Folks in the community, maybe call, email, do the social media stuff, all of that. But I hope you guys get back to work soon. One day longer, brother. I appreciate your time.
One day stronger. Thank you.
There you go. Good stuff. Tracy Cuthright, make sure you check out the website that they have, ErieStrayerStrike.com. We'll get links out on social media. You can check that out. Also, their website, ironworkers851.org. We'll get those out. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. Going to take a quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.